and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Atlanta, where cameras are once again trained on the Fulton County Jailhouse after two of former President Trump's co-defendants in the election interference case were fingerprinted and photographed yesterday. Rudy Giuliani is expected to surrender today before his former client, Mr. Trump, follows suit tomorrow. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
An attorney representing Rudy Giuliani intends to meet with the Fulton County District Attorney on Wednesday. Giuliani is a former attorney for former President Trump. A bond agreement has yet to be finalized. Most have ranged from $10,000 to $200,000. Giuliani, like the others, is alleged to have interfered with the 2020 election in Georgia.
The front runner will be missing at the first Republican debate in Milwaukee tonight. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Citing his lead in some of the early polling, Donald Trump in a social media post indicates he will not be participating in any of the GOP primary debates. One of the people who will be on the stage, though, in Milwaukee, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, has accused Trump of cowardice for skipping debates.
The grim work of locating and identifying victims of the Maui wildfires goes on. More than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for, 115 confirmed dead, and only about 30 have been identified. DNA expert Julie French is urging loved ones to submit samples.
The samples that are donated at the Family Assistance Center are not being entered into any sort of government-run databases that are used for any other purposes.
Police say three people have been arrested in dueling rallies in Los Angeles. Hundreds marched in support of parental rights and notification policies in schools. LGBTQ plus groups held a smaller counter demonstration. India is hoping for success next hour in the newest race to the moon.
The lander launched from the Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft has been beaming back pictures of the moon's surface since it entered the lunar orbit early this month. If its rover lands successfully, India will become the first nation to land near the moon's south pole. Prayers have been held in temples, mosques, and churches across India this morning for the mission's success. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft crashed into the moon Saturday, 2 days before a planned landing attempt. Shop at a Wegmans last week? Check your credit card statement. Company officials say many customers were double charged for in-store and online purchases at all locations. The affected transactions were processed August 16th. Wegmans says it's working with processors to reverse the charges. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors. Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 98. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 69. Highs level off around 87. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to the Mino and Aaron Show.
Oh, no.
That hurt. Okay. Right. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, they are unbelievable. They're 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors. They have exclusive hidden screens, which can stay inside the window when you're not using it. You can retire that fly swatter, have beautiful outdoor views whenever screens aren't needed. Also within the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle and save the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That's a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply. See their showroom for details. Offer ends at the end of the month. The mayor right here has four different levels of his house, Aaron, and he's got these things in every window.
At the reason they're one of their
four. You ever been in a four-level house?
No, honestly not.
It's three, and then it's the windows. Now's the time to do this, Johnny, because these save your energy bill. When we, you know, it's an old house, and when we bought it, we had to do a little work to it, and the Pella windows reduced, I'm not kidding you, I'm thinking half.
Yeah.
With good doors, good windows.
Absolutely.
Because
you ever invited to his house?
No.
Me neither.
I've had Pella windows. Does that count?
Oh, yes, that does. That's okay. What we're talking about, not the mayor's house.
So Aaron Davidson joining us here in the studio.
Aaron, it's great to see you.
Thank you.
How long were you... my mother loves you, by the way, so I have to say hello.
Hello, Mom.
When you had your transplant, she just, and Johnny knows, rosary every day.
Oh.
And you were one of the beads.
I honestly think that helped. I mean, so many people were just reached out.
They did.
And I just really felt the love so that,
right.
You know, thanks.
Yeah,
Mom.
Everybody's daughter.
I don't want to sound like we're dumb, but it was kidney, right?
It was liver.
Liver, okay. Oh, you definitely wouldn't have wanted one of mine then.
No.
But we'll sound like we're dumb. Thank you, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was 33 years
ago.
Wow. Yeah. So
are you still real
time.
Big with the transplant?
Yes, I do. I still volunteer with transplant. The NEW Donate Life Walk that is in August. You can tell that I have not had enough coffee.
Yes.
In April, I do the walk with
them. Why do people not? I mean, I'm going to leave everything I got organ-wise.
Why would they not want it? I can answer that. Or what was your question?
Why would somebody not want to be a donor?
Oh,
I'm a donor.
Are you?
Yeah. There might be something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That they would want.
It makes no sense to me, but.
That they would want my parts?
No, so, that they would not want to donate.
Oh, I
got
you. Right.
Yeah. That they would definitely.
I thought she was saying, no, you don't know. There's no reason for you to be a donor.
I thought, oh, she's on my team.
No, no.
So, all right. So you're doing that. Okay. And what else? You've been out of the media. Went out of the media. You've been out of, 3 years?
Three years. In August, it's 3 years. So it just went by so fast, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
We live in the middle of the woods on the Menominee River in the village of Wasaki. We just love Wasaki. The people there have been very kind.
Great little Dairy Queen there or something, the little there is ice cream
the
place.
The ice cream station. Yes. Oh, boy.
That's fantastic.
Yes, people love that. I'm a member of the book club from the library, nice. So nice. I hang out.
Do you have my most recent book, 50 Strong, there?
No, I'll have to suggest that. For
Wow, we got
they're asking for suggestions right now.
That is a good one.
Yeah, so I could definitely put that on there. But so I've volunteered a little bit with the Coalition to Save the Menominee River. They're fighting a mine. That they want to put on the Menominee River, an open pit mine, which we think would be disastrous for the area, and even potentially downriver to the Bay of Green Bay and Lake Michigan.
I should know this. Where is that process at?
Right now, they still have to submit all the permits again. It was an Aquila Resource project for many years, and then they sold it to Gold Resources. Goro is their name. And now they have to resubmit everything because some of the permits were overturned in court, and so they had to basically start all over again. Okay. They have promised to start a more environmentally friendly mine, which would be amazing if that could actually happen, because actually open pit mining is the most polluting industry in the world. So
I've worked in an open pit mine.
Yeah, have you really?
Oh, he's up in the UP.
Empire
Mine.
That's it. I mean, that was an open pit mine.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
So Green Bay MSA. So, right, I don't know if that the county goes up to Shawnee County. It's four counties. Anyway, this region was selected by U.S. News and World Report as the number one place to live in the United States. I mean,
nice. It's
very nice.
Yeah.
And we've always, we obviously watched that very close. I've been top 20s. Madison always scores very high. I'm just curious as what you think about that. Someone who covered the city for 30 years, you've traveled extensively.
In the area?
Deserved?
I think I'm kind of saying, like, I don't know if I'm asking if it's deserved, because I think it is, but... What do you think gave us that award? Like, what do you like about Green Bay? You chose to stay here. You could have gone. I mean, you're a big Hawaii person, I know. And
well, I'm not sure I would have lived in Hawaii, but
could have gone back to Beloit.
Could have gone back to Beloit. That's where I'm from. Exactly. Green Bay has so much going for it because they have a great education system. They also have, you're very close to wildlife, nature. You can go to Door County, to the lake, to the rivers. I mean, there's just so many recreational opportunities here, and also cultural opportunities, with the Widener Center and the university. So there's just a little bit of everything for
anyone. We have
that
football team, too.
Well, I forgot about that.
going back to TV days, Aaron, what were some of the hype? I know you probably get asked this every time you've spoke someplace, but some of the highlights of your career that you remember that really stand out?
Oh, boy. Going to Packer games, honestly. We covered I covered two Super Bowls for the Packers, and the fan portion of it, I didn't do any of the sports part. That was up to you, John.
Actually Burke and I.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small-town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off.
Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car.
And there it goes!
Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Well, we could.
How about San Diego? When they were at the Budweiser tent, they ran out of beer the night before.
Nice. See, no, I didn't go to that one.
The thing is, here's what they said. I was talking to somebody, and they said, we've done every Super Bowl, and we, you know, X number of people are going to be there with the number of tickets sold. They weren't expecting so many people from Wisconsin to go there who didn't have tickets. You know, that wasn't factored in, but people from Wisconsin just want to go down for the party. They said, we've never experienced that with any team before. Remember, they drank them dry.
The other thing, Nashville, I have a couple of kids that live there. We go there. When the Packers played the Titans, is it Nashville? What's their name? Yeah, Titans, right?
Yeah.
Nashville. They ran out of beer on Broadway.
Oh, no.
They ran out of beer. That Wisconsin game. Guys, like, this never happened before. No. I mean, I don't know. Is that good?
People always talk about, you know, wow, it must be so cool to cover a Super Bowl and all the parties and the thing. Me, Burke, and I think Vinny were sitting in the hotel lobby with a bag of chips and like a six pack. Yeah. And that was our big pre-Super Bowl party.
But it's great to have them here. We had a blast at the game on Saturday, and we're excited about that. But I just think there's so much more in this community, and that's why I'm kind of glad we got that award and something that we were recognized for, and was the how far your money goes, you know, the cost of housing. You can still afford.
Hold that thought. I just got this text. Does Erin miss the daily grind of doing news? We all miss her on the news.
Oh, that was nice. I don't
miss. Signed Big Mike.
I don't miss the daily grind, honestly, but I do miss the people there. You know, Tom Zaleski, I probably spent more time with him than I did my own husband. Yeah. So, you know, you miss people that you don't see every day that you used to see every day.
Tom tells a pretty funny story, though, about when he was hosting the Hawaii trip and you and him had it planned where he's like, boy, I sure miss Erin. And then all of a sudden, Erin appears on the bus.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, that was fun.
But it's amazing when people, you know, remembers Walter Cronkite, but you were real. You know, and I think sometimes you can watch some of these cable things and it's like, really? You know what I mean? Like, you were, and that's too bad. I mean, I
started in radio and I never meant to be on television. It was sort of an accidental career. My plan was to be an English major, maybe an English teacher, a writer. So I was sort of unexpectedly thrust onto television. And so I think I approached it like that. But it was never one of my career goals. And I ended up loving it. It was a wonderful career. Good to me. But I didn't come from the avenue that a lot of people that just were dying to be on TV.
And they're out there.
Yes.
With social media and followers.
Oh, gosh.
A young person's business now. Yes. I mean, you have to be so attuned to those things.
Absolutely.
You did a great job. We were so glad to have you here. So tell me what you think Green Bay should. Look who's here. our next guest who's going to be joining us with Erin is Dr. Tiller, who is, of course, the new superintendent of schools here in Green Bay. Oversees 20,000 K-12 kids in the public school district, and he's going to be joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about an event he has coming up. But before that, Erin, what do you think we should be working on here in Green Bay? I mean, you're born and raised. Do you have any ideas for us?
And if you do, could you hold that thought?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Like,
Johnny and I think we should, UWGB should bring in hockey. So that's
yes,
one
I want to see D1 hockey.
All right. Yeah. Anyway.
So work on that for us.
All right. Yeah.
Forget the mindset.
Mind of the Mayor, Erin Davidson, and Dr. Tiller joining us in just a bit. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
Music lovers of Oshkosh and beyond, mark your calendars for a day of pure musical magic. It's the third annual Oshkosh Jazz Festival, Saturday, August 26th in the 400 block of Main Street in Oshkosh. The Jazz Festival is a free family-friendly event. No tickets, no wristbands, just a day filled with incredible performances, including the Benny Benack 3 All-Star Hour with Steve March, Torme, Stuck on Blue, and Vivo. Plus, be blown away by the sensational sounds of Take 6, the Oshkosh Jazz Festival, Saturday, August 26th. Log on to OshkoshJazz.com for information and updates.
Civic Media loves Wisconsin communities. Show your community support by emailing details about upcoming local events to info@civicmedia.us and put Attention Peter Van Doren in the subject line. Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 97. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms. Tonight, lows around 69, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 87. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 77.
Your home for the Brewers.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW on a beautiful Wednesday. What's it going to be today, like 95, 96 heat index? And I mean, when we're out there running today, Jim, we're going to be sweating off some LBs. You know we are. Yeah. You know it. Why don't you introduce a very special guest along with Aaron Davidson?
We've got this is a fun show. We've only been doing this for a few months, but one of my favorites in the city is our new superintendent of schools, and he's joining us today, Dr. Tiller. And we talked a little bit about when he was here last time, and we're joined by Aaron Davidson, who was, of course, they introduced the show with John Mino being this legend. Aaron Davidson is the legend. 30 years broadcaster. You were.
Where does it say that I was a legend in our thing? It doesn't say it says veteran.
Oh, veteran. Okay.
Oh,
you lobbied to have it legend, and then they said no. That's right. That's right. I remember hearing that
right,
somewhere.
That's but, right.
Okay. That's anyway. Aaron and Dr. Tiller, you really don't. You didn't live here because you've only been here since June. But Aaron was the anchor on Channel 5?
Yes, with Tom Zelaski.
Yeah, and for many, many years, and just everybody trusted her, kind of the Walter Cronkite of Green Bay, and loved her, and just she went through a little bit of a medical issue, and just she was talking earlier how just the prayers, the cards, I mean, people really cared about you. So it's cruel that you stayed in the city, or in the community, I should say, and we're glad you're here. As you know, Aaron, education, and you said one of the reasons you thought we were deserving of the award for the best city was because of our education. And I look at education, obviously, there's nothing more important than the kids in our community, but it's also an economic engine for the community. People would come to see me or people, and they want to know about the education before they buy a house, before they move here, before they expand their business. Yes. And then I said, that's usually number two to crime. And Dr. Tiller corrected me, rightfully, and said, hey, look, if we have good education, that's more important because that will take care of the crime, which he's right on that. And so we're glad he's here. He's got a big event coming up tomorrow that we're going to promote a little bit. Back to school, just a good old back to school party. Right, Doc?
Yes, exactly. So first of all, I want to thank you two, you two, Mino and the mayor. You have been wonderful. No matter what people say, I love you two guys.
Well, that's one. That's just because we're both from Flint.
Oh, as long as you didn't drink that water, that's fine.
Yeah. Only beer.
So, yes, we have a wonderful, wonderful back to school. And let me tell you the nexus of how this came to be. When I came on board, I sat down and I thought to myself, we need to have a celebration just to say thank you. because you could have taken your kids anywhere in the area. But just to say thank you, I didn't want the parents to pay for anything. I wanted free transportation. I wanted carnival rides. I wanted games. So I called my family engagement team up, four key people, and I gave them the task. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, and it has turned out phenomenal. And that's what I want to talk about, because it's going to happen tomorrow between 12 and 6, which is the 24th, and it's going to happen back at West High School. And what it is just to say thank you. Thank you, parents, for coming to Green Bay. Thank you for entrusting us with your child's education, which is critical and point. We're going to have 40 stations of fun. We have shuttle buses that will be running from 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Jackson Elementary, Fort Howard Elementary, nice. Sullivan Elementary, and West High School. We're going to obstacle courses, and the whole community has just come out to embrace this whole family celebration, which is just phenomenal. So I'm going to put you two, Mino and the mayor, I'm going to put you two out on front. They don't even know I'm going to say, this is why I love this show. I want to make sure that you two show up, and I want to invite you as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tomorrow between 12 and 6 at West High School, what's the official name?
Back to School Family Celebration.
Okay, Back to School Family Celebration at West High School. And, you know, Dr. Tiller, those of us who follow him, and not social media, I'm not on that, but follow him in terms of the paper and kind of got my ear to the ground on what's going on here. You are getting out in the community, and people need to do that. I didn't do everything right, but I did a lot of events.
I absolutely will second him on that. I volunteered for a lot of events, and every single one, he would be there.
I will third that.
It was incredible.
I will fourth that, because believe it or not, that's where I took the model from. You don't even know this. But I took the model from you, former mayor, and everybody said you were everywhere and everything, and that can be taxing on the individual.
It can, but I will tell you that is where you're going to get the best advice, is from the front line. And believe me, as I told you last time, there's plenty of free advice in this town. But they really care. I mean, people who they do, they care. And if you can just have a conversation, and you're not going to remember everybody's name and where you met them, they'll come up, oh, I remember we talked. But they're going to give you good information that you're going to be, you know, laying awake night and saying, you know what, that's a good idea. We got to get a team to explore that a little bit more. So I'm glad you're getting out there. You have very high energy, and I think that is contagious. I have always said that. I believe that. And, yeah, I think it's going to be great. It will definitely be at your party tomorrow, or celebration, I should say.
Oh, you see, now, Mino, beer. It will be no beer tent.
No, I'm on my new diet. So it's okay.
He'll just run back to his car.
What's that? A seafood diet? Everything you see?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll stick to my day job.
There are M&Ms here.
I was going to say, did you like those M&Ms we gave you last
time? I did. I put them in my bowl in my office. Thank you.
All right.
So, Johnny, you know, if you look at our guests and you look at us, we can learn from them, not only from their experiences, but from their health.
They're just cooler than us. Let's just admit it.
You guys are in better shape. So what have you've been out a lot. And like I said, I've been kind of following you a little bit. What do you think? What have you been hearing?
So it's very, very, I'm glad you bring that point up, because as a grassroots, that's what I want to attach my staple to. As a grassroots.
So where are we at, Johnny?
No, 30 seconds.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
just hold that thought.
Can you hold the thought?
Yeah, I will hold that thought. Right. Thought
that's,
is hold.
That's the question of the day. What do you think? Superintendent of Schools
is with
us.
He's been waiting a long time to ask that question.
All right, we got another segment coming up.
He's going to moderate the debate tonight then.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break back after this.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WIS.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover force.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Brand new look, same great radio. Locally grown radio WFHR and Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI are getting a makeover, and you're invited to check it out. Not only are WFHR.com and WiskCountry.com getting a refresh, we have new logos for each station. Look for them online and on social media, and keep on listening. We've got swag giveaways and the Name the Wisk Country Chicken Contest coming soon. Join us as we celebrate WFHR and WIRI, more local than ever.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local civic media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 98. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 69. Highs level off around 87. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
With host Kristen Bry, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, with a very special day here today. TV legend Aaron Davidson is here.
Thank you.
Hello, Aaron. You know, Aaron, we're just talking about you.
Oh, boy.
And I said, all the years I've been in the media, I've never known someone, because, you know, so many times there's a persona on the air, and then you meet that person off the air, and you get to know them, and they're not even close, kind of. You are the closest, being the most normal person. How you were on the air is how you were off the air, which is really not that easy to find in that business. Let's be honest.
My claim to fame, being the most normal.
Well, Dr. Tiller joined us today, and former Mayor Jim Schmidt. By the way, Jim, you know, you were talking about the debate tonight.
Most normal, that's not too tough when you got John as a competitor.
Okay, the yin and the yang.
Right. Anyway, yes, John.
But you were talking about the debate tonight and everything like that. Yeah. You were talking about some of the great things that... you know, you're hoping to hear from people right. tonight. But Dr. Tiller, as far as and Aaron mentioned about social media and everything, these days, if you're in the public eye the way, Jim, the way you were as a mayor, Dr. Tiller with your position, Aaron even being like, whatever, it's like there's so many different vibes out there that you have to concentrate on. Because Aaron, when you and I started, there was the 6 o'clock news and there's the 10 o'clock news, and that was about it.
That was it. You'd get some handwritten snail mail and email once in a while, once email started. But yeah, there was not a lot of input.
So Dr. Tiller, how are you using that? Are you concerned about it? Social media is, sometimes when you study kids, and I have a daughter who works with adolescents, the psychological thing, and she's not a big fan of social media.
So I'm just glad you mentioned that, because I just asked my communication director as of Monday to let me have the password and the username to our Twitter account, because I like things and I'm going to start posting. So if people go to Green Bay schools, they'll see me post it. But here I just switched over to social media because it's the lesser of the two evils. It can get your picture out there, but it also spurs up keyboard warriors. And it's how you respond to them or don't respond to them on the social media page. So I leave that open. My wife, who Holly Tiller, who doesn't listen to her husband on none of social media.
Something else we have in common. I knew I liked you the day I met you, but go ahead.
It's very interesting, you know, but yet and still she calls me on the telephone and she says, honey, can you give me money? Can you do this? But you don't listen to your husband that promotes money. But anyway, the social media portion, it can be the lesser of two evils. It can be a positive and it can be a negative at the same time.
Yeah.
Dr. Tiller, you really are hitting the ground running here, and this is going to be your first year. Do you have an overriding goal for what you want to achieve when you're first starting this job?
Sure. The overriding goal is to first, community-wise, get out in the community like I'm doing now. We have a theme now that I presented to the administration in my whole district. It's called 212. And 212 is water boils at 211 degrees, but at 212 it creates steam. And steam can move locomotives and moves tons of energy. So we're asking people to go that extra, that 212, that one extra to give extra. That's the whole premise behind that 212.
I love it. I love it. And I just think there's a lot of good people, but then there's some great people. You know, and I think if they can just lean in a little bit and just go the extra mile, do the extra effort, get to the 212, you know, that's going to create a lot of momentum. And and I think we need that here. Look, I mean, Aaron, you must have covered this from Tom Joint. I mean, right. I mean, I don't know the superintendents. Yeah. We've had quite a few and all good people. But society has changed, you know, and that's what you have to address. And our demographics have changed.
I mean, you have non-native speakers. You have school safety issues. I mean, there's so many issues to address in education now that I don't think being a school superintendent has ever been more difficult, actually. And yet you've tackled it. So that says something to your energy and your aspirations.
Yes. You know, when you look at it and you tackle it, you look at things like everybody mentions DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So you make sure things are not equal but equitable, which is a big difference for all children.
I like that.
So it's a big difference that's there. People say it stands for equal, but you have to give the students what they need at their level and in order to promote them. Now, former mayor, you know, I'm so used to, it's just, anyway, but anyway, I just love this guy.
First, just mayor or your excellency.
You know, I think my name, your excellency.
The grand poobah?
No, that won't work. I did run into a lady at Costco, Johnny, when I went to get more supplies, and she just didn't know my name. She goes, I don't know what to call you because you're maybe. You can call me Jim. Call me. She goes, if it's okay if I call you mayor. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm okay with that. But
hey,
former mayor.
You going to tell them what got you mad yesterday?
Well, I don't. What? So I had to give a talk in I'm sure, Aaron, you've spoken at that. And Dr. Tiller, you will too. The Learning and Retirement. So it's a program offered by the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Actually, by the whole university. But it's Learning and Retirement, LIR. And people sign up for it. It's people who are 55 years old. And they take like these sessions. So I think there's 10 a year. And so anyway, I had to go give a talk in Two Rivers yesterday about my dad was a barbershopper and 35 years he sang. And they wanted to know about that. So I went there and I had my notes. So I was prepared to do that. And there are people from Green Bay there. And the guy came up to me. And I don't know why you're making me tell the story, John, but I got to stop telling you stuff. And the guy goes, oh, Mayor, you know, that's retirement's been put a little weight on there, huh? And it kind of, and I thought, okay. And then he didn't let go, he didn't let up. He goes, oh, how much weight you put on? And then that kind of threw my game for my talk. You know what I mean? Like I had my notes. Right. And I don't know that I was on in that, but anyway.
Well,
you
were self-conscious after
I know.
That.
Yeah. So then I'm sitting there, pulling my shirt off, turning in my chair, wheeled the guy in front of me. Come over here. Sit in front of me. But
Aaron, anyway. I remember one time you were laughing about a letter you got some lady about your hair. You changed your hairstyle.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that?
I constantly was told that my hair wasn't right, my clothes weren't right, whatever. My makeup wasn't right. So, yeah.
Aaron, I got one of my State of the Cities. I'd get quite a few people to Meyer Theater. I read a letter that I got from somebody. She didn't like my eyebrows.
Oh, no.
I mean, and it wasn't an email. It was a handwritten. She sat down at her kitchen table and wrote that out.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones I saved. Yeah. That's hilarious. Anyway, Dr. Till, you're going to get plenty of those.
You know, Aaron, in fact, I just got a letter. They you know, somebody's complained about my hair.
No way.
Well, we just got a text here. It said, Dr. Tiller, love his energy and vision for Green Bay. Our community needs him.
See?
Text we just got in.
Now that, thank you.
Isn't
thank
it? You. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I just do. And I still get out quite a bit. And I just think that's a critical part of our city. And Erin said that when she got here about education. And so, I mean, you're the guy running it. So can I just, I want this to be happy and fun, but what about the school closing? Are you taking that on? I know that's tough. And if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
You know what, former mayor, I told you, and I told Lino when I came on this show, there's nothing that a superintendent should not be able to address. And I want to give shout out to my team. So the school closings, what people don't understand is that we're always open to why things happen. They don't look behind the curtain. They just see the wizard up front. But if you pull the curtain, you find out who's controlling the wizard behind there. So it's a lot of factors that go into school closing. We just don't wake up in the middle of the night and say, let me call my board president. Let me call my board. We're going to close this school. It's finances that go into that. We have to make decisions that's based upon the masses. We can't make decisions based upon the few. So as we move forward, these decisions on school closings will be based upon the masses of children. That will be better for educating a mass of children. Not maybe one, not maybe 100, but over 18,000 students that we have in the district that I have to make decisions upon.
Right. So you have the diversity of your students is just, it's unbelievable how far reaching economics, you know, some very wealthy, some students who who are struggling. You've got different nationalities. You've got obviously different education levels. You've got some students who have special needs. You also have students in this community. And I've always been an advocate for all students, but for this group, for the gifted and talented. I had heard, and you would know this, but that the dropout rate can be as high for gifted and talented as it is for kids who are struggling in that they just get frustrated with the system. So something the city worked very hard on with the private sector is the gifted and talented school. And is that in your future? I just want to tell you, Doc, I don't know you all that well, but I think that is absolutely critical for this community to have a gifted and talented school and everything else you're doing. I understand the special needs and everything else that goes into your formula. But can I ask you about that? Because I get asked about it.
Sure, sure. And what happens is you have to have the mentality. When I was principal in a school, and I used to go up to the state of Michigan, they would say, raise your hand, how many people have honor schools in their district? So I would raise my hand. They say, well, Dr. Tiller, you have 98% free and reduced lunch, and your scores are pretty low. How do you say you have an honor school? I said, because I'm honored to have every single student come to school every day up under me. So it's a mentality that you have to have. You have gifted and talent, but you have gifted and talented that's involved in every single school. Now, the key of it is to make sure those kids, they get to match up. and they see and talk one another and make. I think we should have more gifted and talented schools throughout the whole district because we have those type of kids, not just at JaVinci, but we can create more schools of gifted and talent, which is very, very important because we can include more kids in this group and they're out there.
Love it. That's great. I couldn't agree more. How about the whole sports thing? We've talked about that. John Mino has an extensive background in sports. And these schools are putting a lot of money into some. He was at a. Johnny, where were you Friday? Are you
still? Thursday?
Thursday.
Football game in Nina?
And he said they put like $100
million. $150
million. Oh, boy.
$150 million. Wow. Well, they built the whole new school, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah. The sports side, and some people are like, well, that's too much. Although, I don't know. I think if you can balance both academics and sports, I think that could be a winning combination. I don't know. But what do you think about the – do you deal with the sport? You must. You're the superintendent. You oversee the sports.
Oh yes.
You're
talking to a former physical education instructor.
All right.
Oh,
so
I can see that.
Yeah. So, you know, I've coached track. That's my forte. And I coach girls basketball. So you cannot have one without the other. That's what's very critical. People don't understand you holistically have to educate the whole child. You just don't educate the academic person of the child because they will get burnout. You just can't come to school. Kids go to school for math, science, English, and social studies. They have to have extracurricular activities.
Amen.
That's involved.
I totally agree. And there's a lot of data that shows if they are involved in extracurricular activities,
sure,
they do better in school.
Exactly.
So I've always told the kids at Preble, and we have great schools here, all of them, but Preble is larger than St. Norbert College, you know, and I would tell
those students.
It is. And the talent in that school, I mean, their theater, I mean, their sports, I'm not sure about how they're doing in all their sports, but when you get a pool of, 2,000 kids, the lead in the play is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like I went to school with 400 kids, you know, to get the lead. And, you know, John went to a school with, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 kids because he was the lead in his
eight
wow.
or 10.
Wow. But weren't you the lead in a play? Or
In junior college.
Right. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Mesabi right. State Junior College is well known for its theatrics.
I can see that.
Theatrics,
yes,
right.
Thank you.
Theatrics. Johnny, what was the enrollment at?
Nagani?
Yeah.
At Nagani High School, we had 600.
Okay, well.
That's
right.
Relatively
that's,
big.
That's
yeah.
Not a bad size school.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think that what these schools bring to the community, I mean, we're there to help and educate them, but that is like a great night out to go see a high school play, a high school concert, a high school football game. And I'm just glad that you're going to promote that extracurricular, because we as residents, we enjoy that. I got to tell you, it's just great to see this young talent.
Especially when it brings the community together.
Right.
That's key. You know, we can connect, and I hear the music, so I'm getting used to this. So I will come back with my thought.
All right.
All right.
Outstanding. Very good. Dr. Tiller in the house, Aaron Davidson in the house, the former mayor of Green Bay in the house, and myself. Mine on the mayor, back right after this.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wishera and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Brand new look, same great radio. Locally grown radio WFHR and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI are getting a makeover, and you're invited to check it out. Not only are WFHR.com and Wiscountry.com getting a refresh, we have new logos for each station. Look for them online and on social media, and keep on listening. We've got swag giveaways and the Name the Wiscountry Chicken Contest coming soon. Join us as we celebrate WFHR and WIRI more local than ever.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Welcome back. Mind with the Mayor here on a Wednesday. The segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The world through your window. If you bundle the 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That is a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply. See their phenomenal showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/2023. If you want to see them in person, go over to Mayor Schmidt's house. I'll give you the address in just a bit. He has 4 separate floors of Pella windows.
Yeah. I love Pella. I like, hey, look, that deal's running out, Johnny. On the 31st. So we're going to get in there. That's a good deal. Get those things, buy them. Get on the payment plan, get them installed before winter, save yourself a lot of money too, and have a great looking house. So we're joined today, two of my favorite people, Aaron Davidson, who anchored Channel 5 for 20 some years.
Centuries.
And Dr. Tiller, who has been with us for days. No, he's been with us for a couple months and is going to elevate the school district here in Greater Green Bay. You know, as you know, nothing more important, right, than the youth in our community. We've got 19,000 students who are in the Green Bay Public School District. And many of us who are parents have gone through the phase where the teacher knows more than the parent. And I think that's okay. If they're really good teachers, you know, my teacher said this, and okay. But, you know, you want to support that. And, but you have staffing. You're doing a good job, but there's some opportunities out there, too. Some holes you got to fill in staffing. You want to talk about?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Today, everyone, we have a walk-in job fair. That's today at the district office building. That's 200 South Broadway from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Let me tell you about the phenomenal job the HR department has done for the Green Bay Area Public Schools. We only have 25 openings left. We are on target currently. As of this morning, we have hired, since the summer began, 180 people. Wow. We are looking for teachers, custodians, food service workers, paraprofessionals, monitors, substitute teachers, and substitute support staff. They have done a phenomenal job. And I just want to say hats off to the HR department there at Green Bay Area Public Schools.
Oh, that's great.
Mr. Mayor, you know, I'm always talking about, I'm looking for a part-time job during the day. Hello?
Yes.
Johnny's always here. We're trying to find something for John, but don't make any offers without clearing it with me. But
I won't.
I would be a good teacher.
But John, just in terms of the location, this is at the school district on Broadway. For your location, it's right next to the Green Bay Burger Company.
Oh, so perfect.
Now John knows where it is.
Or the sardine can. And
or the sardine can.
Oh, that too. Absolutely.
Anyway, so that's where it is. That's great.
And it's a great place to work. I have family working with the administration right now with the school district. So, it's a wonderful place to work. Yeah.
Wow. That's nice that you're getting close to where you want to be. I mean, you're almost there, right? Yes. And we've got to have the right employees to make this happen.
Aaron, I think you would have been a phenomenal teacher.
You would have.
Really? I wanted to be a teacher at one time.
You can always come and substitute teach.
Yeah. Well, I'll think about it.
Yeah. That means no. Anytime they say that.
Well, she lives up north now, though. She's about an hour north.
I'm in the woods.
Yeah.
I'm in Marinette County, actually.
When she started saying, well, I'll think about I was going to signal to you, that was over.
Right.
Anyway, no, you have some great teachers, and I'm glad we recognize them. And I think students, we've seen some of these interviews with students, and Johnny and I were working the truth booth with Civic Media at the Brown County Fair. And it's not sodium pentothal. It's people come in, they sit down, and they say, and they ask them, what do you like about Green Bay? What are you looking forward to? Students are looking forward to school.
Yes.
And I think that's, I can't say John and I felt that way 40 years ago. And I think that's awesome that kids are actually excited to get to school. And do you think about, and my wife and I were big advocates of that whole, it's called flexible calendar year, not year round school, but kind of six on, two off. And are you looking at a different system besides this system we have where you're off in the summer because of farming that very few people do? Or
exactly. You know, I haven't pitched it yet, but I'm with you 210% or 212 in this case. So because we have what is called a summer slide where students lose what they have gained, and it takes us a full month to start to recoup what they have gained over the summer. So we're a month in, and before we can start introducing new material, I don't care what people say, and get them into a routine. So everybody else is moving to, and we need to move that time. Kids should not be starting school at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Their bodies, studies have shown that their bodies just don't pick up until about 8:30 in the morning. So we need to look at, because school has, as you mentioned, former mayor, was created around the farming. And that archaic calendar, we no longer farm anymore for the most part. Right. And so we need to change and look at a whole new different. But that's a whole new ball game. We got to talk about schools and everything else in closing.
But I like the fact that you're thinking that way. Like, yes. You've got vision. I'm glad they brought someone in who's young, that's got high energy.
Ooh. Give him ding, ding, ding. Young. I like that.
Enough about me.
No, Mino, he was talking about me.
I'm excited for people to get a chance to know you and talk to you tomorrow at your event at West High School. And when can they be sure to hear what you have to say? There's when are you going to be speaking during the program?
So I'm not speaking per se, but to hear and talk about, I put on my website my 90-day plan.
Okay.
So my goals and objectives is out there already, because it's very important to me, as you know, as a public figure that I am now, and I had to embrace that piece. I want the public to be aware of everything.
And they want to be too. You know what I mean? And I think that you're going to find that, and they're not, they don't want to be aware of it to be critical. They want to be aware of it because they really care. People in Green Bay do care when, you know, even those of us who don't have kids in the school system anymore. I mean, we're still paying, you know, property taxes that go to the schools, and we just want a good product, and we trust you that you're going to deliver that. And like I said before, and I'm, you know, I hope we're going to be friends. I think you're going to do awesome.
And I think first of all, we will be friends because we're cut same cloth. It's very interesting because even if I tell people as I'm moving towards goals, and people can beat up on me later on down the line if I don't meet those goals, but I tell my staff that we go for 212 and we shoot for the planets. And even if we fall short, at least we'll be among the stars.
Right.
So we'll still be there.
Love it. I mean, that's what we need to do. High expectations. The kids will rise to that.
Yes.
The community will rise to it. Go ahead, Erin.
Absolutely. And an education will rise the level of living and lifestyle in the whole community.
Sure.
And we're going to look back at this time, you know, 2023, and where we kind of turned the economy, getting more people attracted to Green Bay, because the city's growing okay, but it could grow better, and education is going to be a big part of that.
Sure,
you're going to help us with recruiting, and we're going to get the mayor to get you out at some of these businesses that are thinking of coming to Green Bay. And we're like, look, you're thinking about Green Bay, you're thinking about this place. We got Dr. Tiller, and they don't.
Yeah, exactly, and we have Mino and the mayor, and they don't.
There you go.
So you
and
like
got
that?
Erin Davidson in the house.
That's right.
We got it all.
Pleasure
well,
to meet you.
We are out of time. We just wish we had more time. Yeah. Dr. Tiller, thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Erin Davidson, so wonderful having
you
here.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya. Nostalgia Town.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Civic Media app.